This is a Chazara Shir for the daily Mishnah Brura learning, which is as a Refuah Shlema for Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya, starting from Simin Chav Hei Seif Hei. So Seif Hei Chavein Vahanachasam, when you put on the film, the person should have in mind, Shetzivano Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahaniach Arba Parashiot Elu. The reason for this is that we put it in the Dalet Parashiot and the Tefillin, Sheyesh Bem Yichud Shmo Vitzias Mitzrayim, the uniqueness of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the references to taking us out of Mitzrayim, Alazrak Neged Alev, Alarosh Neged Amach, near the heart and the mind, Kedish Niskar Nisim V'Niflot Shasa Imanu, to always remember the miracles he did with us, Shehim Morim Al Yichudu, L'Asher Lo HaKoach V'Avim Shala, V'Al Yonu V'Tachtonim L'Asad B'Hem Kiritzono, that point to his uniqueness and oneness and his ability to run the world and run history. Then a person should subject his mind and his heart, where his neshama and his desires are, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that way a person will always remember Hashem and limit the amount of pleasure he has in this world. The Bach points out that you see from here that the reason is given in the Torah. The man tiyat Torah Hashem beficha. And therefore, the ikar follows the kavana. Although the Rambam points out that if you don't have this kavana at all, nonetheless, you are yotze this mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah points out that since you have to have this in mind, there are many people who have the practice of reading all four parshios of that are appearing in Tefillin, Kaddish Li VeYakev Yecha Shema VeHaya, and towards the beginning of that, in Kaddish Li VeYakev Yecha, because everyone's going to read Shema VeYam Shema. He also points out that according to the Yerchas Chaim, that when people who wear Rabbeinu Tefillin also mention, again, all four parashios of Shema, although the Shulchan Aruch himself only mentions saying the first two parashios of Shema when putting on Rabbeinu Tefillin, something we'll see a little bit later. Seif Hechin continues, V'yanech shal yad chila v'yivarech lahaniach tefillin v'achar kach yinech shal rosh, v'lo yivarech im brach achat l'shneihem. The opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that you put on the tefillin shal yad first, and then tefillin shal rosh. You make one bracha before you put on both of lehaniach tefillin. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim, levarach ala shal rosh al mitzvah tefillin, afilu l'hifzik bentayim. The Ramah says, no. After you put on the tefillin shal yad, you make a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, and then you put on the shal rosh, even if you didn't pause in between. V'chein pasu domenik v'nei Ashkenazim, v'varachim shtei brachot, and that is the common Ashkenazi practice. And he says, v'tov lomar tamid achar bracha shnia baruch shem kavod melchuso le'olam v'ed, after the second bracha, to say baruch shem kavod melchuso le'olam v'ed. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we usually say Baruch Shem after it's a questionable bracha. He says, if it was a questionable bracha, then why are we making it? He says, no, the Ashkenazim at least follow Rabbeinu Tam, who says that this is a necessary bracha. But since there are posts who disagree, the Rambam disagrees, therefore why not say Baruch Shem Kevod, because you don't lose. He says, however, you should only say the Baruch Shem Kevod only after the Tefillin Shel Rosh are on the head, meaning saying Al Mitzvah Tefillin, and then put the Tefillin on properly, and only then say Baruch Shem Kavod, and he points out about Olam Nechshalim B'Seh. Many people get this wrong. Sevav, in Pagav B'Shel Rosh Tchila, Tzarech La'avir Alot HaMitzvah, Yenech Shel Yad Tchila, V'Chakar Shel Rosh. If a person takes out the Shel Rosh first, and he needs to put on the Shel Yad first, he should put the Shel Rosh back, and he should put the Shel Yad on before the Shel Rosh. There, the Torah actually says to do this. It says, Ukshartam La'ot Al Yedecha, V'Lut Tafot Bein Yenecha. It says in a particular order, and therefore, even if you take out the Shel Rosh first, we are ma'avir ala mitzvos, and we put on the show, we take out the shal yad. He says, but if you're fixing your tefillin for whatever reason, if the shal yad comes off, or this, when you're fixing it, this is not necessary. Azayin yivarech lehaniach bekamatz tachat hehe v'lo bepatach v'itagesh. Lehaniach is with a kamatz under the hehe, not a patach. When you with a kamatz, it's to place, whereas with a patach, it is to leave, and it's supposed to be to place tefillin, to lay tefillin. Every mitzvah, when we make a bracha on it, it should be before it's done. Before you tighten the shal yad, that's when you make the bracha. That is the asiyas mitzvah, and therefore the bracha should be made before it is tightened. For the Ashkenazi practice, those who make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin before it's placed properly on the head, the Mishnah points out, but we want to make the bracha as close as possible, and therefore we'll do all the preliminary steps first. So we put the tefillin shel yad on our arm, we then make the bracha, and then tighten it. So too, with the shel rosh, according to the Ramah, it should be placed on the head first, then the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin should be recited, and then it should be placed properly onto the head. He does point out, though, if a person forgets to make the bracha for whatever reason, this is a mitzvah, so yesh la meshach zman, this is a mitzvah that is performed over a long period of time, meaning the mitzvah is performed every moment that a person is wearing tefillin, therefore if they forgot to make the bracha before, they can make the bracha while that tefillin is on. He also points out that when you're making the bracha on the shalrosh, the person's head should be covered because it's a bracha, and therefore every bracha should only be made when the head is covered. It's forbidden to speak between putting on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Then hifsik mevarach shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. According to the Shulchan Aruch, where only one bracha is made, if a person speaks in between the shel yad and shel rosh, it's then that he has to make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin, which seems to be how we read the Gemara. The Haggadah, the Rama, it's on the Ladid of the Nogim mevarach shel brachos. Achavim laafik lo hifsik. According to the Ashkenazi practice, that makes two brachos all the time. Tzarech lachzor levarach shel rosh lahaniach vegam al mitzvahs. He says that if a person talks in between the shel yad and the shel rosh, so then he needs to make both brachos on the shel rosh, both lahaniach and al mitzvahs tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah points out, because really, 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 the bracha of lahaniach should go on the shel yad and the shel rosh, and just that, according to the Ashkenazi practice, that the shel rosh gets an additional mitzvah, an additional bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin. Therefore, if a person speaks in between the shel yad and the shel rosh, the bracha of lahaniach that he made before the reciting, before placing the shel yad, does not chal on the shel rosh, and therefore the shel rosh requires both brachos to be recited again. Although he thinks that when a person does that, he should at least try to tighten the shel yad a little bit, and so the bracha of lahaniach should apply to both. He also points out that the not stopping, not speaking in between the shel yad and the shel rosh is independent of the bracha. Yes, we said that it has to do with the bracha of lahaniach, needs to go on the shel yad and the shel rosh, according to both Sfaradi and Ashkenazi practice. However, there is also the other opinion in the Gemara that it has to do, that they should be behavaya achas, they should be done together, in one sitting, in one setting, and therefore even those who put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, where no bracha is recited, they should not be speaking in between. So too, he points out, those who put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, when no bracha is recited, they should also be put together. He also points out that speech that's prohibited between the shel yad and shel rosh, even in Hebrew, and he points out that any other type of hefsek is also forbidden. Sifyut, im sach letzarach tefillin, eno chazer mevarach. If a person speaks in between the shel yad and shel rosh, but it's about the tefillin, hand me the tefillin, help me with something with the tefillin, he does not have to make another bracha because it's letzarach tefillin. Im shama kadosh kedusha ben tefillah shel yad l'tefillah shel rosh, lo yafsik la'ano simahem, ela shotek v'shamayam v'chavil ma she'omrim. Person hears kadosh or kedusha in between the two, do not respond because no break should happen in between no speech at all. Mishnah Berurah points out that in Chol HaMoed, when no bracha is recited, he says maybe it's room to be makel. He says, but he says so too with the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Those who put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin should also be able to respond to kaddish and kedusha in between the two of them. He points out that which is forbidden to recite, it's any answering any bracha, kaddish and kedusha are forbidden to recite. Respond so to amen to any bracha, even to the bracha of laniach tefillin itself. Even though he said talking letzorach, that it's letzorach tefillin would not constitute a hefsek. However, responding amen to a bracha, even of laniach tefillin, is itself a problem. And instead, a person should just sit quietly and shomei ka'ona and think about what he's hearing and be yotze shomei ka'ona yiralef. He says after a person tightens the tefillin around his arm, he should then put on the tefillin shel rosh even before he wraps it around his arm the seven times around the forearm. Says you can't even, he's not supposed to take out the tefillin shel rosh until putting on the tefillin shel yad is finished. But before that, the Mishnah Berurah points out that that according to the Shulchan Aruch, that a person puts on the shel rosh before wrapping the seven times around the forearm is because, technically speaking, wrapping the seven times around the forearm is just a minhag to keep the tefillin from moving. However, he quotes from the Sefer Kavanos Ha'ari that he would do differently. He would do this seven times around the arm, but not the three around the finger, that he thought that was part of the Ikar HaMitzvah. And the Mishkanos Yaakov quotes this, although if I'm not mistaken, the Mishkanos Yaakov also would do the three around the finger, would complete the complete shel yad before putting on the shel rosh. Getting back to the second point, that it's forbidden to take out the tefillin shel rosh until the tefillin shel yad is finished. He says even if you take them both at the same time, it's inappropriate to do. He says the ish b'zeh ta'am al pi kabbalah. as a question of whether somebody else can take up a shalrosh while I am working with the shalyad seems to be machlokas achronim quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. The Rama Edzal v'afim shem lefanah chutz latik v'ayit haken lefanah hatfilah shalrosh alachar adachar hanachas shalyad. Even if the tefillin shalyad and tefillin shalrosh are in front of you, you should not deal with the tefillin shalrosh until the tefillin shalyad is settled. Yesh mishakad v'aniach shalyad miyushav v'shalrosh me'uman. There are those who say to put on the shalyad seated and the shalrosh while standing. Quotes the Ogur b'shem Hazohar, and he writes, "V'dinas elul nagulkein el shem me'uman." Says in the Ashkenazi practice is to do both of them standing. Mr. Burr quotes the mission of the Magen Avraham, who says that even while those who are sitting should stand for the bracha. However, he quotes Eli Rabbi Hashem the Rashal that those who don't understand this Indian Alpi Kabbalah should not be doing it if it's not understood. Standard Sephardi practice, as quoted in the Kaf HaChaim, is actually to be seated for both the bracha and for the hanacha of the tefillin shalyad, and only to stand for the tefillin shel rosh. Continuing in Simif Yud Beis. If a person puts on tefillin a number of times a day, each time requires a separate bracha. Each one is a separate mitzvah, and therefore it requires a separate bracha. And if they fall off in the wrong place, the person puts them back, so it's as if they were all gone, they were not in the right place at the right time, and therefore they require a new bracha again. If he's returning only one of them, so then he has to do that which he only does for one tefillah, which he said for the shalrosh requires both lehaniach and al mitzvah. So if it's just a shalyad, it should just get a lehaniach. The Mishnah Berurah points out that, first of all, the Rama later is going to say that the practice is not if they're moved to make a second bracha, we'll see again. He also quotes the Shlah, who says that when they move from the right place, when the person returns them, the common practice is not to make another bracha if they just fell off the right place and not removed. However, if they're removed, according to Shulchan Aruch, with the purpose of having them off, then putting them back on requires a separate bracha. Shulchan Aruch continues, even if the person removes them, knowing that he's going to put them right back on, but he's taking them off for whatever reason, it still requires a second bracha. The Rama Etzan V'yishom Shulchan Aruch V'achinog. The Rama says that no, that Ashkenazi practice is that if they're removed with the intention of putting them right back on, a second bracha is not recited. The Mishnah points out, however, if a person is removing them so that to go to the bathroom, even if he has the intention of the moment he comes back from the bathroom to put them back on, nonetheless, a new bracha is recited, because while he's in the bathroom, they must be removed, and therefore they have to be removed, and therefore a second bracha is necessary. He's putting on this tefillin, he makes the bracha, and the knot comes out, the strap comes out, something comes out, and he has to fix it. He's dealing with the tefillin, he's not thinking about anything else. The bracha he made before continues to the tying and the fixing. The Mishnah points out that fixing the knot, or fixing the strap, or fixing the loop is all part of the mitzvah, and it's not considered to be continuing, and if the shalyad comes off before the shalrosh is placed on, so he has to go and fix it, and he does not make a separate bracha on the shalyad at all. And the Mishnah points out, because the bracha of lahaniach applies to both, and since the bracha is still in effect because he has not finished with the shalrosh yet, so he does not need to make a new bracha. It's not as if he finished the mitzvah already. He's still in the middle of doing the mitzvah, and therefore the bracha that he said initially should still qualify. Shulchan Aruch continues, avalim hiniach shalrosh v'chak achutar shalyad mehadik umavar. But if after he put everything on, then the shalyad comes off, so now the mitzvah is complete, and now he needs to make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah points out, if there's no one who knows how to fix it, and you have to go and find new tefillin, so it requires a bracha anyway, because your bracha was not chal on this new set of tefillin. Shulchan Aruch continues, mutar levarach al tefillin she'ulim v'lo al gezulin. Person is allowed to make a bracha on borrowed tefillin, but not stolen tefillin. He says you're even allowed to borrow them without permission, because nichalei le'inus le'me'ebad mitzvah b'mone. A person is willing to allow other people to use his property that won't get used or ruined in any way in order to perform a mitzvah. But if it's guzzle, if it's stolen, it's mitzvah b'av aveira, and he's not even yotzei b'di'eved, and a bracha should not be recited. It's a terrible thing. If you gimel. He says the practice is not to remove tefillin until after the kedusha of Uva Litzion, towards the end of davening.
He says
He says, according to Kabbalah, why is that? That time period. So a person should say three Kedushas and four Kaddishes before tefillin are removed. He says, and those people who are careful about mitzvos, that is their practice. The Mishnah points out that, first of all, that the Arizal would keep him on until the end of Aleinu, and that if there's a bris mila in shul after Shachris, there's the opinion of the Shach in Yeridea that tefillin should not be removed until after the bris, because both the bris mila and tefillin are considered to be an os, and they should be left on. Now, when the Rama says three Kedushos and four Kaddishim, the Mishnah Berurah changes it to three Kaddishim and four Kedushos. Now, there are four Kedushos. He says Baruch Hu is considered to be the first Davar Shem Kedusha, then Kadosh Kadosh in Birkas Kreshma, and then Kedusha of Kadosh Baruch HaNimloch in the Chazar HaShatz, and then the Kedusha of Kadosh and Baruch HaNimloch in Uvan Tzion, and three Kaddishim as well, and only then to remove the tefillin. He says, even if you're removing your tefillin immediately after that kedusha of in Uvan Tzion, you definitely shouldn't do so during Kaddish. While this person is responding to Kaddish, he should not be doing anything else, not folding the talis, not folding the tefillin at all. Shulchan Aruch continues, Ubiyom sheyesh bo sefer Torah, nagim shlo lacholtzam, ad sheyachzer sefer Torah, ve'enuchu b'heichal. And the day that there is Kriyas HaTorah, it's proper to continue to wear the tefillin until the Sefer Torah is removed. Mishnah Berurah points out, in those places that have the practice, that the Torah is returned after Uvan Tzion. Most Ashkenazi practices, the Torah is returned immediately after it's read from, and only afterwards is Asher Uvan Tzion said, and therefore Uvan Tzion is after the Torah is removed. But it is returned. But according to standard Sephardi practice, that the Torah is not returned until afterwards, until after Uvan Tzion, so on a non-Torah reading day, it could be removed after Kedusha Uvan Tzion, but on a Torah reading day, it should be kept on until the Torah is put back in its place. And there are points out behind the Makom Shemachnisim HaTorah Achar Uvan Tzion, Balafim Minagim Yosel, Shemachnisim HaTorah Miyad Achar Kriya, and the Cholzer Makomu B'Shar Yamin. There are points out that it's not meant to be a Kula, it's meant to be a Chumrah. It should be left on even longer, and certainly not shorter. So Shulchan Aruch continues, B'yom Rosh Chodesh Cholzer Matam Kodem Tefilat Musaf. On Rosh Chodesh, Tefillin should be removed before Musaf. The Rama ends on Huad in Chol HaMoed, according to those who have the practice to wear in Chol HaMoed. He says, "V'dafka b'makom she'omer b'musaf kedushas keter." He says, "The reason," and the Rama points out, "the reason that we remove the tefillin from Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is that the kedusha of Musaf starts off with keter yitnulacha, that the crown is given to you, and it's inappropriate for us to be wearing our own tefillin crowns at that time. But according to Ashkenazi practice, keter is not recited." He says, "Miu na'agim l'salkam kodem Musaf b'kol makom." The Rama is pointing to Beit Yosef, and that seems to be the common practice, that even those who don't recite Keter in the Kedusha of Musaf do not remove it before Musaf as well. The Mishnah Berurah adds on a couple of other points. What about on Chol HaMoed? On Chol HaMoed, it should be removed before Hallel, and the Shliach Tzibur should remove it after Hallel, because he doesn't have time to remove it before Hallel. He's in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz and Hallel. He says, although on Sukkos, it could be the Chazan can also remove it before Hallel, because people are dealing with their Lulavim, and during that time, he can remove his tefillin. He also points out in this context that that those who wear b'nei tam tefillin should not do so on Chol HaMoed at all. He also points out that there are places that have a practice that some people do wear their tefillin for Musaf, particularly if they're not going to say Kedusha of Keter. Although a person should follow, he points out, the common practice and not deviate from that which is done in the shul. Continuing in Simon Chavav, Dimni She'en Lo Elot Tfila Achas, Shulchan Aruch writes in Seif Aleph, Im Ein Lo Elot Tfila Achas, you only have the Shaliyad or the Shalrosh, Meniach Osa She'yesh Lo Mavarach Alayat, you make a bracha on the one that you have. She'kol Achas Mitzvah B'tnei Atzma, each one's an independent mitzvah. V'o Dimni Yeshlo Shteyem, so too if you have two. V'yesh Lo Shum Onesh, She'en Lo Yechol Aniach Ala Achas, and you can't put on both of them for whatever reason. Meniach Osa She'yechol, you put on only one if that's what you have. Mr. Brewer wants to know if you... if you're running out and the people who are going to escort you are not waiting for you, will not wait, you only have time to put on one pair, one of the two tefillin, which one should you do? So there are two opinions. One says the shal rosh, because its kedusha is more, and one says the shal yad, because we always put on the shal yad first. He says preferable would be to leave a little bit earlier and put on both of them previously, because just having to leave early is not an excuse for not putting on tefillin. Adkan, have a wonderful week, and kol tov.